This is Ted Kennedy. New anti-smoking legislation is moving through Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's time to end the conspiracy of silence about the severe health risks from cigarette smoking. The tobacco industry pours $2.5 billion a year into deceptive advertising designed to cover up the facts and encourage citizens to smoke, especially the young. If we care about truth in advertising, Al, we need truth in cigarette advertising, too. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Cigarette advertising campaigns that arrogantly target women and minorities can't stand the light of day. Study after study shows that when people know the facts, they stop smoking or never start. President Bush's Secretary of Health, Louis Sullivan, is ready to tackle the tobacco lobby. But he may have to tackle you too, Al, if you don't support the bill now in a fast track in Congress to give him the authority he needs. Join me, Al. Take the high road, not the tobacco road.
Ted, I couldn't agree with you more that we need to get off our butts and snuff out more butts. Smoking is a bad deal, at all ages, in all forms, and in any fashion. But, Ted, we don't need to create a new government agency at great cost to do that. We already have an agency form for that. Sullivan has the Health and Human Services Department charging full steam ahead on that one. Sullivan was successful in getting RJR to cancel test market plans for a brand of coffin nails called Uptown. And he's equally outspoken in blasting them for touting their newest cigarette labeled Dakota, aimed at virile women and teens. Boy, Sullivan's people already carry out the mission of your legislation, Ted. In this time of budget deficits, yours is again a bill in the truest sense, passing the burden on to the taxpayers. Better to let the smoke from that foul cheroot you puff on waft away from your eyes, Ted, so you can see the true cost of things. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.